Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dan Israel joins us, our Chiefs insider here, as we get ready for... what should be one of the premier games of the week in the NFL. Talking Chiefs now. I say we're talking Chiefs, Dan. I got to get your take on a couple of things. The NFL okay. Throwing haymakers this morning.
league meetings are always fun, aren't they?
Yeah. So we get – last night we watched the Raiders, and this does pertain to the Chiefs just a little bit, I think. I thought that was by far the best – the Jets – best offensive game, as sloppy as it was, it at least looked like it had some life. And then We get the breaking news this morning that they bring Devontae Adams in. I don't know if it's too late for them because I know their schedule is very difficult, but that Jets offense minus Nathaniel Hackett, I guess, and plus Devontae Adams becomes a pretty dangerous offense, I think.
I agree. I'll give you one word, and it's got to be eliminated from their vocabulary, and that's doink. They can't keep missing field goals. You know, I mean, You look at what the Chiefs have done over these last five games without the successful efforts of Harrison Butker. It would be a very different record. And I just think, you know, these for the Jets anyway, those were makeable kicks. and they didn't make them. And you can't, you're not going to go deep in the postseason without that. It's just all there is to it. Defenses are too good. But I do think the addition of Devontae Adams in combination with Aaron Rodgers, man, that's scary just by itself.
It's scary. The other thing is, the other news that's made its way through is Jerry Jones is getting feisty with some local hosts there in Dallas, which is interesting. And he's kind of on the attack saying that's not their job. Of course, that's their job. You and I know that. We're exactly in this world to ask hard questions. Boy, it makes it, it just is a constant reminder. Somebody who, you know, grew up a Cowboys fan and still tries a Cowboys fan away from the air a little bit, even though it's hard. I say this all the time to Chiefs fans, so blessed to have the synergy between ownership and general manager and head coach that they have. It, outside of the Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey dynamic, is probably the most impressive thing about this current dynasty run the Chiefs are on. It can, like, you can't take that for granted, how synergetic that front office is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people in their own jobs, Jacob, have, you know, they've been through a situation where there's high drama and there's 10 in the office, whatever reason, one person along with another person. And that's very common. It's, in fact, is probably more common today than the opposite. And I think when, you know, I look back at my 36 years in this organization, there have been great times and there have been low times. And right now, there is no drama there. Everybody's on the same page, pulling the rope the same direction, and whatever cliches and, you know, monarchy you want to label it, it's phenomenal. And I'll be honest with you, I know part of that starts at the top with Andy Reid, and the top on the business side with Mark Donovan, and overall the top of the organization with Clark Hunt and the Hunt family. But, you know, I've worked in a lot of places, and sometimes even when the top leadership sets that precedent, it still doesn't permeate its way all the way down to the guy who's painting the lines on the field. And so it really is truly a blessing. And you can look at some of these organizations who've just been perennially bad. I mean, my goodness, the Panthers, you know, I mean, just seem like they struggle no matter what. And, you know, I think the Jets of lately, you have to question Woody Johnson's efforts because they just don't seem to be effective. Now, this may be a turn for them. It looks like it. But, you know, you just don't know. And you don't know the inside dynamics there. Does that make everything sunshine and roses? Probably not.
No. And I think you've got, it's interesting you bring up Woody Johnson, Jerry Jones, like they've done this so differently. Woody Johnson could see the writing on the wall and made the change in week five. Jerry Jones should have been able to see the writing on the wall for the last 3 years and cannot.
Yeah.
And you know, they're in about the same place. So maybe it doesn't matter. Chiefs Niners this week, Dan, it's a Super Bowl rematch. You know, these two teams have grown into a little rivalry, I think, for sure. I think it's interesting that San Francisco is favored at home with their injuries over the Chiefs, who have their injuries. And here we go. These are not the two teams we thought we'd see in this game in week seven, but they're two teams that are, you know, in a pretty good position this year. The Chiefs certainly better than the Niners. I love it. I think this is still a fascinating game, even with all the different star players we won't see that we thought we would.
Yeah, I agree completely with you. I feel like these are two teams that know how to play that championship caliber football. Doesn't always mean either team executes it that way, but they at least know what that's like. They've been there on that stage. So I think the fact that there's so much history with the two Super Bowls and on this, certainly for the, you know, San Francisco 49ers, this is a game that they have to mentally win for them to, if they lose this in a regular season, to me, that feels a little bit, look, there's no must win games in week five, but, or what are we, week seven. But I feel like for them, if they lose to us again, there's going to be, you know, just this preponderance of evidence that they're just not good enough to get over the hope over the hump. Now, could be wrong, but I feel like this is way more important for the 49ers probably than the Chiefs. But nonetheless, big rivalry in my opinion. You know, it's a postseason rivalry, not a regular season rivalry, but rivalry nonetheless.
I agree. I do think there's clearly more on the line for San Francisco. But bad news for them, I think this is a really bad matchup for them right now. I think that when you look at what's going to make them really good, and it's all those weapons they have in the pass game. You got to run the ball, and they don't have Christian McCaffrey. Now, Mason's been good. I'm not taking anything away from him, but it sort of feels like they do well what the Chiefs stop well. And I think, you know, just on paper, this feels like a matchup advantage for the Chiefs.
Well, and I feel like, you know, in particular, I just think Christian McCaffrey is, he's a deal breaker. You know, he's a game maker. And so you take a guy of that caliber out, that's the equivalent of taking a Travis Kelce plus out for us. I mean, you know, that our offense would be different. And so their offense is different. In as much as they try to patch that, I don't see how you overcome the loss of a guy like that. Plus they're a little banged up, you know, in other areas as well. But, you know, I think one of the things that characterizes these two teams is their ability to kind of reinvent themselves on a continual basis. Yep. And so I'm actually excited to see how they adjust. I saw the one game that, you know, they played this week and it was very good, and it was against an okay team, but it was against a good team. Right. But the Chiefs are right now defensively, I think, playing very well. And so it's not going to be easy for them. They're going to have to not only come out and play good offense against a good defense, they're going to have to somehow defend the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are a tick away from scoring 30 and 35 points versus 20 and 24 points. So I feel like it's going to be a fascinating watch to watch these two coaches kind of how they and look, if you're Shanahan, you know, at some point, don't you just got to pull every last hair out? I mean, it just feels like, for crying out loud, you know, what do you got to do?
Totally. I mean, you're snake bitten a little bit, but they're going to have a lot of players, I think, in this game, right? Like they're going to have some players back. They have been, pretty good against the pass. They have been better against the run. So if you're the Chiefs offensively, all the injuries, all the things, you know, they've had extra time to prepare for this too, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
You've had, you know, extra time to create some trick stuff. The 49ers have been better against the run than against the pass. And I would bet you a dollar today that the Chiefs attack it that way. I bet they attack this game through the air.
Yeah, I think so too. And I feel like, you know, that would be kind of a good change up too for what the Chiefs have run the past 5 weeks. And we all know what Andy's record on the bye is. I mean, that's, you know, the more time you give that man, the more creative it's going to be, the more. Now, the one trick with that is that if you apply all your effort towards that creativity and that creativity doesn't work like you thought it did, you've got to revert. But I think one of the things that's been amazing about watching Andy Reid's career, especially over the last 12 years, because when he got here, remember, it was nothing but can't manage the clock. And they have done such a fascinating job over the last few years of managing the clock. They get into the second half and I feel like they don't make any really bad decisions. You know, that's unusual. I mean, I know he's got a lot of experience. He's the fourth most winning coach in the history of this league, and he deserves all the accolades he gets. But I think it's a real, that in particular is a real facet that you can point to and say, Andy Reid is not just Andy Reid. He continues to evolve and get better. And the coaching staff that he's put in place, you know, last week when they, or 2 weeks ago, when they challenged the, I think it was a line of gain or a first down, and the all the mechanics that are involved in that, should they challenge, then the challenge and what they do during the challenge, they're never kind of, you know, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They always seem to be under, you know, a process. And I just love watching it.
It's been, I've tried to look at San Francisco defensively, and it's been a little strange. Teams have attacked them differently. You know, lately teams have been attacking them with tight ends the last couple of weeks. Before that, it was very much with wide receivers. They've been more susceptible to that thing. We saw in that most recent game for the Chiefs what we thought we'd see early. And again, I called that at the time one of the best individual offensive game coaching performances I've ever seen. The way they attacked with the tight ends in one half and then attacked with wide receivers in the second half. I don't know if you've been able to surmise if that was by design or just sort of not accidentally, but if it's what the other defense was giving them. But don't you think that's something the Chiefs can carry forward now, just to focus on different things at different times within a game?
I do, and I think it was by design. And the reason I'll tell you that is because they activated four tight ends, right? They brought up Fortson and made him active. Why would you activate four tight ends right. when you don't know yet what they're going to how they're going to defend you? So I do think it was by design, and I do think that is, you know, this is again the example of creativity that we see out of our you know offensive coordination is that they're doing things that are different. And that, you know, how many times could we say 14 personnel? 14 personnel meaning one running back and four tight ends. How many times can you say you've seen that in the last 20 years? I mean, it's happened, I'm sure, but it's certainly not a regular thing. And I think, you know, what we saw them doing with three tight ends in the past few years that was so fun with the tight end screens, and it just gets better when you add the fourth tight end. You know, now you could do things on both sides. You could do things on one side and still have blocking on the other side. There's a lot of change up that can occur there. And so I think that would be good because it's not something that defenses are used to defending. And when it comes to, you know, football, National Football League, anyway, we've always said, if you can make a defense think, you've beaten them.
And if you make them think, you think about what are they – because the halftime thing was switching over to the receivers. Is Juju capable of carrying that Rushy Rice role the rest of the regular season? Because he did it well, but, man, he was wide open and running free in that last game. Is he capable of doing that consistently?
That is such a great question, man. I want to say he is. I really do because he's not that old. I think he's 29, maybe. I just want it so bad, you know, and I want it for him. I want it for the team. And the fact that he looked like he flashed like he could do it last week makes me want to say, yeah, he can do it. But I do think one of the things that would have been even the case for Rashi Rice is you have to do it week after week. You can't just show up every fourth or fifth game. You know, I think that was something we saw with MVS. He would show up every six games and make a huge play. That was it. You know, you got six contributions out of a receiver for an entire season. That's not enough. He's got to find space. He's got to get open week after week. And I think the fuse is lit. So let's see what explodes when we get back out on that field, because now would be the time, man. The Chiefs really, truly need that. I didn't think McCole Hardman was that effective. Sky Moore, I guess, has at this point been relegated to special teams. And you know, so the guys that we've got in that room, those are the guys that are going to have to step up. Now, do I think the Chiefs might make a move here still? Yes, but I think they'll try. But I think still, to your question, is Juju that guy, or can Juju Smith-Schuster be that guy? I want to say, yeah, he can, but it really is about stacking that week after week.
If Davante Adams just set the market, Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network, joining us, then the Chiefs will probably make a move because yeah. That wasn't terribly expensive for the Jets. All right. So defensively, this has been an interesting – the first 2 weeks of the season, the Chiefs just got annihilated by tight ends. One team that uses tight ends effectively in the Ravens, one that almost never uses the tight ends in the Bengals. They got better against the Falcons, the Chargers, the Saints. Now they're facing a guy who's been sneaky good, and that's hard to say because he's been one of the better tight ends in football for a long time. But George Kittle's been really, really good. We know that he has a chip on the shoulder against the Chiefs. He said as much. He doesn't like them. This feels like a Kittle game to me. How careful do you think the Chiefs need to be defensively to make sure he doesn't do what tight ends did to them in the first 2 weeks?
Very. I mean, I think you nailed it right on the head. The George Kittle, you know, there, I guess if you broke down tight ends in the National Football League, there'd be two types. There'd be blockers and there'd be guys like Kelce who block and go out and actually receive the ball and run routes. And Kittle is one of those. And Kittle is a smaller tight end in terms of weight, which makes him faster and harder to defend. When you ask a guy to chip for 3/4 of a second and then go out into a route, man, that is not a lot of time for a linebacker to cover a guy. And so I think he would be one of their weapons, and always has been, really. I mean, he's such an effective player and a veteran too. Let's not forget, this is a guy with a lot of experience. This isn't a guy who's just busting onto the seams and trying to figure out his role in an offense. This is a guy who's played there for years. And then you combine that with the fact that he's got two Super Bowls that the Chiefs have taken away from him. I think it's a big deal. And I think the Chiefs, I would surmise that Steve Spagnuolo sitting in his office and on his whiteboard, goal number one is probably stopping George Kittle, especially with Christian McCaffrey being out.
Yeah, I agree. I think it has to become the top priority until your corners, you know, can't stop everybody that they face like they have this year. It is the national window kick, late afternoon, no surprise. One of the games of the week. Man, it's a good NFL schedule this week. And this is one of them. Dan, what do you guys have special coming for us on the broadcast?
We're trying to get the entire crew for CBS to do a thing with this. It's looking like the scheduling may not work, but you know, it's funny when we go into all these buildings, it really is incumbent by how far we're spread apart, right? And it's amazing. Sometimes we can be in almost an entire football field spread apart. It's just it confounds me. It's like who engineered this? What architect drew this up? But if we can get it together, we're going to have some special guest on Sunday for sure.
That'll be fun. You'll hear it, of course, over on KNSS, your home of Chiefs football. We love having it. We love having Dan, our Chiefs insider, in each and every week. Dan, be good. Enjoy the trip out to the West Coast.
We'll do it. Tell Tommy I missed him. Go Chiefs.
Thanks, Dan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.